unfortunate formulation that those who can do clearly comes from people who've never tried to teach Enlin, because we all know it, that if you've ever tried to teach Enlin, unless you really understand it better than anyone, you won't be able to educate people. So Aaron Walter is an artist, a fine artist by training. He lives out in Athens with a beautiful young family, and he's come all the way in here to Atlanta tonight. And he also is in industry. He has a background in education, but really focuses in industry. He's a lead designer in the very successful MailChimp company here in Atlanta. And he's going to give his perspective on this particular challenge and some of the solutions we might have for it.
Alrighty, so I love this short format. You can just sort of share a message and keep on trucking, huh? John did a really nice job at the beginning, just kind of summing up the big challenge that we have here. So if we think about how the web has changed our life, it's changed our life in very significant ways. It's part of our mobile devices all the time. It's if you're like me, you're probably checking your email, checking Twitter, Facebook. There are lots of different things that are kind of driving our lives today. And so this disconnect that we have between industry and education is it's pretty untenable. If we think about the web as the most significant thing that humanity has done, at least in current times, perhaps in history, you know, that's the thing that has brought us all together. So not having some central degree or field of study for that is just, it doesn't make sense. It's almost unfathomable. So I want to tell you a little bit about a project that we've been working on over the past 3.5 years-ish. It's called Interact. And it's a project that it represents thousands and thousands of volunteer person hours that have gone into this. It's an open curriculum that is attempting to try to carve out this new field of study and then find a place for that in universities, high schools, schools around the world. This is, you know, kind of my feeling about any industry, you know, that no industry can sustain itself if it doesn't master the art of cultivating new talent. And to kind of echo some of the things that John was saying at the beginning, you know, biotech and engineering and so forth, we can't imagine those industries not cultivating new talent and having these relationships between, you know, major defense organizations will have relationships with MIT and Stanford and all these different places. So why don't we have the same thing happening on the web? So the idea with Interact is to just build a bridge between education and industry. And this sort of illustrates the life cycle that we see happening right now, or that we're moving towards, that it's this continuous feedback loop of every step of the way, sharing something. So we start out in education, where we're teaching students who are becoming employees, who are serving industry, and ultimately industry is then creating this relationship with education, where they're creating internships, guest lectureships. Yahoo is a great example. I've done a lot of things with different schools where they come in and they do hack days and different presentations and so forth. So students get to have this real-world experience working with major companies. So that's the vision of what we're trying to do with Interact. And so it's a living curriculum, and it consists of 17 courses. So this represents a roadmap of the things that we've created, the courses we've created. Some of them are, most of them are published. A few of them are still in the works. But 17 courses is a lot of courses. That's a lot of credit hours that could easily be its own bachelor's degree. And now we have a companion book that goes with this that was published by New Writers. That ties into this curriculum as well. It divides into foundations, front-end development, design, user science, server-side development, and professional practice. So it's a lot of practical stuff. It's a lot of things that students can use immediately upon graduation, and in many cases, students are using right away while they're in school, getting internships and even full-time jobs. The website interact.webstandards.org is where you can learn more about